Welcome to the OutVenture Podcast. We celebrate the incredible stories of Black individuals redefining the outdoors, highlighting those breaking the mold while finding joy and freedom in nature. Each episode features inspiring guests who share their journeys from hiking to camping. We explore it all. Join us as we uplift voices often unheard in the outdoor community. Let's embrace the beauty of the great outdoors together.
Hey guys, and welcome back to OutVenture Podcast. I'm your host, Brandy Samples. Thanks for tuning in, where adventure is just around the corner. Today we are joined by an amazing duo, Black People Outside. But first, don't forget to subscribe to the channel by liking, commenting, and subscribing. It's a small gesture, but it helps us bring new adventures your way. So welcome Cam and Chevy, or Black People Outside, to OutVenture Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Oh yes, we're so excited to join.
I'm so glad to have you guys on here. We talked a little bit before the show, and I was telling them that I saw their Instagram, Black People Outside, and I just thought they would be an amazing guest to have on the show. So why don't you guys start by telling our listeners a little bit about why you started
Black People Outside. Let's start with the name.
Yeah.
We called ourselves Black People Outside as a joke because we black and we be outside, and that was really just that.
Yeah, simple enough.
And so we never expected Black People Outside to turn into what it turned into today, as you can tell from the name. We created Black People Outside as a parody to make fun of ourselves in the outdoors and show people what we went through and all the things we did wrong or all the things that were funny in the outdoors that we have experienced. Mm-hmm. And so that was just us trying to share our experience in the outdoors. But we really wanted to share our experience in the outdoors because we didn't really see a lot of people that looked like us when we were out there. Like, I'm sure that there are other Black people outside, and we are not the only ones. There's a ton of Black people that recreate. We are not the first ones. We're not the only ones. And I'm not claiming that. But there's I'm trying to figure out why the national parks visitors are like less than 3% Black every year. When we went to the national parks, we were the only Black people out there. We maybe saw like two other Black people out of all the people that we saw. And so we really just wanted to like raise the visibility of people in the outdoors and maybe hope that our people will come into the outdoors too and just convince them to go.
Absolutely. I love that. And I have had that same experience throughout my whole life traveling around and also going to parks and traveling around to different countries. And it's almost like this thing of trying to figure out why we aren't out there, because it's not like Black people don't go outside, right? And so it's like, is there something? Is it a marketing thing? Is it someone telling us generationally that these aren't things that we do? Like, why aren't we there? I remember being in Budapest, Hungary once, and walking up a flight of stairs, and I was going up and then a Black lady was coming down, and we just kind of looked at each other and did that smirk that we do when we see each other, because it's like, what are you doing in this part of the world? You know, but we both smiled these huge smiles and we were happy to see each other. But I think your story resonates with a lot of people, because sometimes we do feel like we are the only ones in that space. And that's why I love what you do. And I love that you're bringing awareness to people who just may not know that this is something that they can do.
That smirk you described is exactly why we do it. Because it's that one moment of, wait a minute, you're out here too? See, like, it's that recognition of that what the outdoors can do for you. Mm-hmm. Especially for those that come from, like, the inner city. Because we're traditionally from out of the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
And that...
We ain't from Chicagoland area. We from Chicago.
Southside. Right. Southside. Right.
Represent.
But in growing up in the city, you kind of have that contrast of the great outdoors and, like, what is it, like, quote-unquote, white people activities or white people things? And it's rooted in, you know, concepts of quote unquote segregation and trying to escape the fields and or outdoors. But there's so much that can be gained in the, you know, trying to like relive and recapture that passion for the great outdoors.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people that are really out here making stuff shake in the outdoors, whether they're hikers, whether they're scuba divers, whether they're trail runners or climbers. We, every time we go somewhere, we meet somebody like us doing that.
Breaking the mold.
And we always want people to know that when you go outside, you're not going to be the only person. And so, because a lot of people think that they're going to be the only people, they don't know what it's like. And so we try our best to really tell the truth about our experiences, show people what it's like, and tell them what we did, and really be 100% with them, because the last thing I want people to do is say, oh, BPO sent me and it wasn't what I said, what they said. And so we have this little bit of honesty that goes in our content that people think is funny, but we're just telling the truth.
Right.
Absolutely. No, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. And did you grow up with this environment of, you know, hiking or going outside, or was it, when did you discover that you have a love for this lifestyle?
So me personally, not really at all until I got to college, because growing up in Illinois, it's very flat, quote unquote. If it wasn't for Chicago, it'd be swampland. So for the most part, I didn't really get out too much besides like local botanic gardens and stuff like that. But Chevy, Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout growing up, and so we used to go camping and learning different life skills. And so I learned a lot of stuff in Girl Scouts. I learned how to light a fire. I learned how to cook on a campfire. I learned how to sew. I learned how to bake. I learned how to do a lot of things in Girl Scouts that really translated great into the outdoors. And so we were camping, and we would be navigating in the dark and stuff like that. So I had that as a kid. But that's about it. And I was only a Girl Scout for probably like 5 years. I was a little girl. And then by the time I was I started as a Daisy. No, I started as a Brownie. And then I went to juniors and then cadet. That's the green, the blue uniform. So I was out of the green and then I went to the blue and then that was it. People were making fun of me, X, Y, Z. Aren't you too old for Girl Scouts? But it's not like Girl Scouts can be up to 18 years old. So they got the Daisies, the Brownies, the juniors, cadets, and the seniors. Those are like the older girls in Girl Scouts. And so, but people bully me for being in Girl Scouts and it was so embarrassing. So I stopped going.
But look what you've learned, right?
Yes. So it was so much fun.
Exactly.
I encourage us to put our kids in as many things as we can put our kids in, because the more they learn, the more they're exposed to, the more they'll be able to show their kids and then so on and so forth. And then it won't be this thing of Black people don't do that, right? Because we will do it. And you'll see us doing it. I see it more and more as I travel around. And this was kind of one of the reasons that I wanted to start this particular podcast, highlighting other Black Americans who are doing this kind of thing that you're doing, where you're helping and showing the rest of our culture that, you know, you too can do these things. You don't have to be in this small box of this is just the things that we do and then that's it. I do have one question that I thought was a good one for you guys. How has travel influenced your understanding of racial issues?
Ooh. I like that question.
Actually, that I'm gonna go and stop and start talking about this, because one thing that I learned and I saw that truly touched me when it came to being like a Black traveler was when I finally got a chance to visit the African American Museum in DC, the new one. And so I went and there was a whole section dedicated to Black adventurers, Black travelers, successful Black people. And one of the things that stood out to me was like this blue book of travel. And it was like a green book, actually. I don't really remember what it was, but it was just a pamphlet that said vacation and recreation without danger or something like that. I have a picture of it that I keep in my phone because that just let me know that we didn't always have the opportunity to travel as freely as we do today. And it is such a blessing to be able to move freely and to be able to tell our own story and control our own narrative.
Yes.
That to this day, like, people feel like they're sundown towns. And I always tell people, like, they're sundown towns. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like those are meant to, though that word is meant to scare us away and meant to make us not come to your town, because the reality of it is, like, nothing's really going to happen to you. Like, nobody's going to pick you up off the street and take you, or you're not going to just, like, come up missing. Maybe I'm missing something here, but I've been to a lot of places that are so-called sundown towns and didn't even know that they were sundown towns, and people were immediately nice to us. And so I think that those are ways, are barriers. Sundown towns are barriers for us. Past racism and past segregation and past slavery, those are barriers mm-hmm. that exist, that we call invisible barriers, that prevent people from exploring the great outdoors, because that was our history. That's what our great grandparents went through. They were in mm-hmm. nature because they were running. They were being hung from trees. That is not a positive relationship with nature. And that lives right. within us. And so I always mm-hmm. tell people that we should never be afraid to explore. We should always pick up a partner or even go with ourselves and recreate safely. Do our research. Don't just go off of what you see on social media. Lean on your friends and really try to, like I said, try to break down some of those invisible barriers. And I'm not saying erase our history, because it's there and it's a part of us, but it's not that way anymore.
I totally agree with you, Chevy. That is one of the things that I try to speak to people about whenever I'm asked, on my travels around. So I think it's so important that we not be afraid to put ourselves out there and just start exploring. Just use your own knowledge, right? Be safe, but use your own knowledge. I hear so many things on YouTube and Instagram where people saying, oh, I went to this country and they don't like Black people. But that's not true, right? So it's like you came across a particular person or a particular incident where you had an issue. You could have that here in the States. You could have that literally anywhere. And I think it's important that we don't let our fears hold us back, and that you just push past the barriers, like you mentioned, and get yourself out there and explore the world, and don't let race hold us back or other people's fear of our particular color hold you back from getting out there and being adventurous and doing new things and bridging the gap. I also think it's important to talk to people, you know, talk to the locals of that town and that city, and try to not, I don't want to say change their mind, but maybe you can give them a different view. Maybe the only view they have of us is what they see on television, right? So if we're out there and we're doing new things, we're in national parks and we're skiing and we're hiking and kayaking, and them seeing us in these environments, I think it can open a chapter and, you know, possibly start to heal everyone.
No, I agree with that. And I believe that begins with knowledge. Like, just like Chevy did, take her experience going to the museum and actually learning about it, and then being able to picture yourself in these scenarios. Like, that's one of the major, that's one of the major pillars of what we do, is like, just people see us and be like, hey, we did it because we saw someone that we relate to doing it. We both grew up watching mm-hmm. like Anthony Bourdain, and all the Discovery Channel, and just like not quite seeing the proper representation, even though we have so much history in the outdoors. Like, if you go back to the motherland of Africa, we were some of the earliest cultivators of the ground. So like, understanding all of our connections to Earth and itself, and being able to acknowledge that. And then you can have the better understanding of how to embrace the outdoors, whether it's just going out to your local park or being able to go out to the major mm-hmm. National parks like Grand Tetons and be able to see an open sky at night where it's nothing but stars, something that can just change your whole perspective of how you view the world and like push you going forward into a whole new, you know, aspect of appreciation.
Yep. People always be like, why do you do it? I'm like, I do it for the stars. We'll never see stars like we see in the national parks, like we see here in the city. We just don't get to see that.
You're absolutely right. I actually just did a podcast on winter camping. We just recently got back. And that was one of the things that I mentioned, is that if you go in the winter, there's so many stars, you know, and if you live in a large city, you're not seeing stars on a daily, you know. I live in Atlanta and I don't see stars on a daily. So I absolutely love that. Can you guys think of a time where race played a decision in your choice to visit a place or to not visit a place?
For some reason, I always tell Cam I don't want to go to the South.
Yeah, you know what? That's what it is. Yes. Chevy has a real fear of the South. I'm like, the South is so nice. So like,
it is beautiful. But I always be like, I don't want to go to the South. Mm-mm. And that's what I said. A lot of stuff is just in us. And we don't even know that we're just like being afraid of something because of something in our past. And that's literally the only reason why I don't really rock with the South. Because I feel like you're more likely to be racist down there. You're more likely to be violent towards Black people. Like, I don't, because that's just how it was in the past. And I'm not saying that it's truly like that, because people in the South are very nice. I've been to the South before.
But mm-hmm. the North can be very
and
mean,
people,
too.
And the people, because like I said, right? People in the North could be very mean, like you said. And so I really feel guilty for not exploring the Southern states as much as I should. And I will. Actually, from this podcast, I'm going to, I'm going to go down there, because ain't no wrong with it. Like, I'm a hater. I'm just being a hater.
You will. You absolutely. It's not. Well, I grew up in the South, basically lived in the South, Southeast my entire life. I can promise you I've never been attacked. I've always been safe. So mm-hmm. come on down to the South. People genuinely are nicer in the South. We just are, just that kind of charm that the South has to offer. But that's one of the conversations that I like having, Chevy, because like that comment that you made about, well, this is just what I think is happening. This is what I fear is happening. This is going on all over the world. My partner is English, and I went to go visit with him in England this year, and this is what strangers are saying. I'm not going to America. There are just guns mm-hmm. everywhere. And I'm like, that's not true. Yeah, we do have more freedoms with guns in more countries. Right. But I'm like, I've been born and raised here my whole life. I've never, been pointed, a gun's never been pointed at me. I've never been robbed, I was like, don't let those kind of fears stop you from enjoying life and just seeing what's out there, right? So I'm going to tell your listeners that you are going to visit the South.
Yep. I've been to the South. I'm just a hater. I'm telling the listeners that I am just a hater. I've been to the South plenty of times, and I've had a darn good time, and people have been amazing to me. Like, I've been, oh my God, I had the best time. Like, in New Orleans, I had the best time in Georgia. Like, I've had the best time in Houston. Like, I had the best time in Austin. Like, it's awesome. Like, ain't nothing wrong with the South. I've been to Tennessee. I've been to the Smokies with my parents. My family used to live in Georgia as well. So it's not like I don't be trying to go there. I'm just a hater. I literally am just a hater.
I heard the same thing about Chicago. So I went to Chicago several years back. Me and my best friend did a girls trip there. And literally everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's so dangerous. You guys be careful when you're down there by yourselves, just the two women. And we go, and literally nothing happens. Everybody's nice. People are going out of their way to help us, navigate around the city. We were on the trains, and it's just, you don't necessarily need to listen to people. Now, granted, if the government is like putting out an advisory for you not to go to Iran or something mm-hmm. like that, maybe don't do that. But just because Instagram or, TikTok is telling you don't go to Italy because they don't like Black people. I was in Italy. I didn't have a problem, right? So just live your life and be adventurous.
Yes, you never should let that stop you from doing anything, because your experience is never going to be a mirror of somebody else's. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be the exact same. So that's why I always tell people, y'all be looking at little 15-second videos. Go do your own research. Like, you see the beautiful parts, but figure out what's going on there. Like you said, talk to the locals, walk through the streets, go on a tour, try the food, stay for a while, It's really important.
100% agree. I think talking to people definitely opens them up to acceptance, and then they're like, oh, okay. Especially abroad, where I've been told a lot going abroad, Americans, you guys focus on race way too much. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of America, we really are the only ones focusing on race nonstop. you know? So I think that sometimes when Americans or Black Americans or people of color Americans go overseas for the first time, we have this built-in defense system, mm-hmm. right? That we have, that we're like, we're on the lookout right. for possible, right. you know, interactions with other people that we would consider to be race-based interactions. And I always just try to tell people, just go into the situation with eyes open, just be excited to be there. And that's literally what I do every time I go anywhere. I'm just happy to be there. And if you're looking at me sideways or you're grabbing your purse, that's a you problem. That's how I look at it. It doesn't stop me from enjoying the sights, looking at the mountains, enjoying the beaches. I don't focus on other people, right? And then that's how I've been able to get around different countries without having incidents. So I just advise everybody to do the same. Just get off of TikTok and go enjoy life. Yes.
Touch some grass.
No, for really. Get yes. off of TikTok exactly. for real, though.
Touch some grass. Have an experience. Right? Go outside. Breathe some air. Like, please.
Make your own experiences. Yes. It's really the most... I never understood how people go up on YouTube and watch somebody else have an adventure, but won't go take an adventure themselves. Like, kids watching kids open up toys, play with toys, getting FOMO. Just go outside. You know, go make your own memories and use your camera and make your own videos.
What I get the most is it costs too much. I can't do that. It's too expensive. And I'm like, well, nature is free. You know, I'm not saying that you have to pick up and go to England. I'm saying you can go find a local park in Illinois or Atlanta or Georgia, you know, and typically that is free. And you can go out, do the exact same things that we're advocating here and enjoy yourself. Right. Do you guys have you
yeah.
noticed?
Yeah, sometimes
that
people say things are more too expensive, but it's really the thing about it is, we make choices every single day about what we're going to spend our money on. And people spend money every day. I be seeing people in the club popping bottles. Right, if you can pop a bottle in the club, you can afford one night glamping.
Thank you.
Right? And I always tell people, I'm just trying to make nature feel just as popping as the club.
Yeah.
And also, like we said, but that's why we made our nonprofit. We have a nonprofit called BPO Hikes. It's a 501c3. And we use that to literally help people get gear into their hands, actually get people outside. If you don't have a car, we take you. We get buses to get to take busloads of people to the trail. We get, if you don't have hiking shoes, we get a demo fleet from local Arc'teryx store because we're ambassadors. Like, we use our influence and our pull to not only, like, you know, show people when travel places, but we also bring people along with us. We show them the trails. We actually help people get outside. Like, we put our money where our mouth is at, like, all the time. And so I find it so important that is such an important pillar to what we do, because we wanted to see people more people like us outside. So we just started actually
bringing them outside
and getting them gear and trying to break down some of those invisible barriers ourselves, like getting down and pounding the pavement and getting donations and getting people gear and getting people safety ways to do it safely. And it's just so important to us. That's a really important pillar to our organization.
That's amazing. How can someone get in contact with you for your organization?
Well, we have a website, blackpeopleoutside.com. That's probably our main basis. You can contact us via there. Contact us.
And there's a contact us section. You can fill that out. And then you can also join our monthly newsletter if you want to learn more about events and sign up for events. I only send one newsletter per month, and you can just check that out. Or you can just check us out on all social media, Black People Outside.
TikTok, yep, YouTube, IG, Facebook.
Yep. We own them all.
That is phenomenal. I love the work that you guys are doing. I fully support it, and I will do everything I can to push your name out. Just one last question that's fun. What is your dream travel destination?
Ooh. Honestly, our dreams have been coming true a lot lately, so I'm like, I got to get some new dreams.
I have one. I think it's in Southwest Africa. It's called, like, Dragon Valley or something like that. It's absolutely gorgeous. I gotta find
it. I gotta check that out.
Yes, let me see. Definitely another one that'd be on the list is Banff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. They go skiing. Canada. Yeah. No, that'll be a good one. That's actually on our list to go as well.
And I want to go to Madura as well. It seems like a really fun place to hike.
What's your favorite places to hike in?
Oh, we love to, we don't give you our spots in Illinois that we'd be hiking in, but we love to take the drive down to Southern Illinois.
Yes.
And there are so many trails down there that you can hike on, including this Rocky Bluff Trail.
Garden of the Phoenix.
Garden of the Gods. Illinois.
In Illinois.
Because we do have one. We also have Cave Ann Rock, which is beautiful. Actually, we have a bunch of highlights on our page called Southern Illinois. Yes. And we've been to so many trails out there. We go down to Shawnee National Forest and there's like
Grand Canyon.
Tunnel Hill. Little Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon is probably my best hike in Illinois, period, point blank. Yes, it's just epic.
It's wet like all year round, so make sure you bring your hiking poles and some real good shoes.
How often are you guys getting out to go hiking?
We, in the summer, we usually go hiking like twice a week.
Yeah.
You guys are,
But because we just like to be out in the outdoors and we are like runners as well. So we also try and mix that up with different types of cardio. But right now, like we've been skiing a lot. Every weekend we go skiing. That's what we've been doing in the winter because the outdoors can be so many other things like besides, you know, hiking. So we be climbing, we be like skiing and snowboarding, we run, we do everything.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah. I have two boys and we go skiing with my partner and they absolutely love it. They're actually good at it. I'm terrible, but I do enjoy doing it. But so that's good that you guys are skiing. Actually, I did see that on your page, that on your Instagram, that you guys had been skiing and snowboarding. I tried snowboarding once in college and I was absolutely terrible at it and have not done it. Like I couldn't stand up. I prefer skiing.
See, but that's how I was with skiing. Like I can deal with one. When it was two, I was like, oh no, it's too much going on.
I think it's easier to control the skis than the snowboard, but that's just me.
Same. I do too.
Yeah. So
but I think boarding looks cooler.
You know what? It does. You just look cool doing it, but I don't know. It's just harder to do. And I'm old and don't want to break my bones, so I'll stick to the skiing.
No, that's right.
So just in closing remarks, I just think it's important that we always, like we talked about, keep our views and opinions and remember that whenever we're meeting someone or we're traveling somewhere, just because you come across one person that maybe is horrible, it doesn't mean that they represent the views of that entire city or that entire country. And you should just never allow one person's experience to deter you from visiting a new place and embracing a new adventure. So with that, that's a wrap for this episode. Thank you for listening. And a huge thank you to Chevy and Cam from Black People Outside for hanging out with us today. And guys, can you tell us one more time where people can find your website and especially your nonprofit?
BlackPeopleOutside.com. Contact us. And then we are on YouTube, IG, TikTok, and Facebook, Black People Outside.
And our nonprofit page is BPO Hikes.
Thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to hang out with us at OutVenture Podcast. And if you have enjoyed this episode, please remember to leave us a like, comment, or review, and have a wonderful day. And we will see you at the edge of the map.
See you out there.
See ya.
All right, fellow explorers. That's a wrap on another OutVenture Podcast episode. To keep the adventures rolling, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a like on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Your support helps us bring even more amazing content your way. And if you're feeling that extra spark of enthusiasm, join our Patreon community for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, and even the chance to win some seriously cool outdoor gear. See you at the edge of the map.